This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conducted an aerial survey of the landslide-hit regions of Wayanad in Kerala this morning. He was accompanied by Governor Arif Mohammed Khan, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, and Minister of State for Tourism, Petroleum and Natural Gas, Suresh Gopi. Later, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Churalmala, one of the areas badly hit by the massive landslide on the 38th of last month. The army has built a 190-feet Bailey Bridge at Churalmala across River Iruvani Puza, which facilitates faster movement of heavy earth-moving equipment and army personnel to the landslide-hit areas. The Prime Minister interacted with the army personnel and with those involved in the rescue and relief works. From Churalmala, he will proceed to the MIMS hospital and the relief camp at the St. Joseph School at Mepadi and interact with the survivors. President Draupadi Murmu was accorded the Grand Collar of Order of Timor-Leste, the highest civil award by President José Ramos Horta at the Presidential Palace in Dili. President Murmu held meetings with President Horta and Prime Minister Gusmão on bilateral cooperation. Addressing the press after the bilateral discussion with her counterpart, President Draupadi Murmu said that India and Timor-Leste share a deep bond of friendship and shared commitment to democracy. President Murmu said that both the countries are exploring the possibility of Timor-Leste joining the International Solar Alliance and the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. On the other hand, President Horta hailed India's democratic ethos and called for assistance in IT, digital infrastructure, medical and pharmaceutical sectors and capacity building. President Murmu also held a bilateral discussion with Prime Minister K. Rala Sanana Gusmão, wherein MOUs were exchanged on cooperation between Prasar Bharati and Radio Television Timor-Leste, visa waiver for official and diplomatic passport holders and cooperation on cultural exchange program. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India is committed to deepen ties with Maldives for the benefit of people of both countries and the region. Dr. Jaishankar, who is on a three-day visit to Maldives, said this on X after meeting the President, Dr. Mohamed Muzu. Dr. Jaishankar also met the island nation's Defence Minister, Mohamed Ghassan Momun. They discussed defence and security cooperation, joint initiatives for maritime security and shared interest in maintaining peace and stability in the region. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has stressed on the need for banks to focus on core banking. She said this while addressing the media after holding a meeting with the Central Board of Directors of the Reserve Bank of India in New Delhi today. She said banks to prioritize their vital business, which is mobilizing deposits and lending funds. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das, who was also present at the meeting, said that banks are free to decide rates of interest, as he informed that interest rates on deposit and lending are deregulated. The finance minister noted the banking regulations amendments, which the government is bringing in, was long awaited. The Union Cabinet has approved the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban 2.0 scheme. The Cabinet also gave its note to the implementation of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin during the financial year 2024-2028-29. Briefing media last night, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that three crore new houses will be constructed under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. Mr. Vaishnaw said of them, 2 crore houses will be built in rural areas, while 1 crore will be constructed in urban areas. He said the budgetary provision on the scheme will be of 3,60,000 crore rupees. World Lion Day is being celebrated today. In Gujarat, the state-level celebration of World Lion Day will be organized at Sasan Gir in the presence of Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel. The grand celebration of World Lion Day is being organized across 11 districts of Saurashtra, involving over 21 lakh citizens from more than 11,000 educational institutions. The event aims to raise awareness about the conservation of the Asiatic lions, which are found only in Gujarat. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.